Good Thursday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the Mid-Morning Commodity Market Report. Let's see how futures are trading. Hard red December wheat, 707 and three quarters, down 2.5. Soft December wheat, 656 and a quarter, down 3.25. September corns, 502 and a half, down 1.75. December, 482, up 1.25. September soybeans, 1445, up 12. November, 1376 and a half, up 3.75. September soybean meal, 471.50, up 8.20. September soybean oil, 43.81, down 50. August live cattle, 123.12 and a half, down 17 and a half. August feeder cattle, 154.90, up 17 and a half. And October lean hogs are 86.50 and they are up 45.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit of Illinois, dedicated to improving the quality of life for Illinois farmers by offering financial products and services geared specifically to the farm community and developing partnership-based relationships with its agricultural customers.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Dan Zwicker of CGB Enterprises, and he is in Mandeville, Louisiana. Good morning, Dan.
Morning, Dave.
Seems as though we're giving up a little bit of the bullish momentum that we saw on Monday's gapping and pretty significant trade in the soybeans in the November contract. And we're making lower highs and lower lows the last couple of sessions. Consolidation or something to be more concerned about if you're a bull?
That's my interpretation. Is you got to keep in mind it was a 60-cent move up. So to spend 2 or 3 days in consolidation after a big advance like that is not necessarily uncommon. The market, too, I think, could be influenced somewhat, I think, by war talk in Syria. And, of course, we have an upcoming three-day weekend. So that I think that kind of took the market maybe off its normal base, which, you know, on average, if you have an up Monday, you consolidate a little bit on Tuesday, and then you kind of turn around and close higher on Wednesday, and then you consolidate again on Thursday, and then you have a strong finish to the week. So beans were able to close higher yesterday, so they are able to, and then we are higher here this morning. So I think the key will probably be how we finish out the day here today, and then, of course, going into a three-day weekend. Everybody gets a little nervous about three-day weekends. I wouldn't be a bit surprised if we have a little softness just because the forecast to imply at least cooler temperatures. They don't have a lot of moisture in them unless they would, you know, change and put more moisture in them. But I think the market then will rally on into the September crop report, and then maybe on into the certified acreage report that's due sometime in the middle part of September to see if we've got more certified acres than what that July report that came in exceptionally low, and would imply that USDA may be running too high of planted acreage and harvested acreage numbers. So the September report is going to be real critical, I think, to the marketplace.
So rally that has me thinking of sugar plums and such. Do we mean a rally that will take November beans significantly north of its contract high, which is 1409 and three quarters?
Well, the fact that we were able to make new calendar year highs on Monday's move tells you that you're at least not in a downtrend. Anytime you make new highs like that, I think it tells you that you have changed the underlying complexion of the marketplace. I mean, we went from a yearly low or a calendar year low to a calendar year high here within 3 weeks. as long as this chart gap that was left on Sunday night between 1331 and 1348 remains open, I think you view it as a measuring gap, and the measuring gap would, if you swing it off of the August low of 1162, you start talking about 1517 as a technical target to the upside for November soybeans.
Turn our attention to corn, where we've also seen some decline in this week and actually have gotten down into the gap slightly that we made on Monday.
We have gotten into it, but we haven't closed it, and I think that's the key on both corn and soybeans. If you don't close it this week, that tells you that the shorts haven't been able to get out of the market at a price level that they wanted to cover at. And therefore, my guess is that we go into next week and we'll start off to the upside. And then those shorts that are in the market that didn't cover or didn't get covered down in the gap area will have to chase the market higher.
When we had our gap on Monday and the market got stopped out before it turned a little bit lower, it did so at the 50% Fibonacci retracement off of the July highs to the August lows. 50% can be a little bit tricky, a little bit stiff. Are you looking at something?
That's the first line of resistance,
yeah.
Or major resistance on corn. They have a tendency to do that. But if you look at I'm kind of looking at maybe a 50% retracement of the yearly calendar year high down to the calendar year low.
Mm-hmm.
That comes into play somewhere around 545. It's going to be the stiff resistance point on these corn is going to be 520. My guess is the trade's going to have to be convinced the market needs to go above 520 with a much smaller production number, whether that comes through smaller harvested acres or comes with smaller than expected yields. And the yield situation is still highly debatable. There's still people looking at 159, 160 bushel corn, and then there's some that's saying that maybe this blowtorch week that we had this past week has taken yields down underneath the August estimate. And my guess is we're really not going to know until we get into harvest in the October crop report, where we, you know, get into some measured yield samples and we get into acreage adjustments and whatnot. But for the most part, this trade still views corn as in a stocks building mode, and when you're in a stocks building mode, it's kind of hard to get the market to perform much to the upside. But a lot of it, I think, if we can close out the month higher, good day today, maybe a higher day on Friday, we close out the month with a monthly reversal to the upside, I think a monthly reversal to the upside in soybeans is pretty well signed, sealed, and delivered. And I think that all implies that the supply-demand fundamentals are going to be more price-positive as we go forward. Now, the tricky part on marketing, of course, is we're going to lose, as futures go higher, we'll lose the premium basis levels. So it's going to be, maybe it'll be just offsetting type mm-hmm. influences. So that'll be something farmers okay. need to be watchful for
okay.
Over the next 2-3 weeks.
Thank you, Dan.
Very well.
Dan Zwicker of CGB Enterprises, and he is in Mandeville, Louisiana. September corn, 502.5, down 1.75. December, 482.25, up 1.5. September soybeans, 1444.5, up 11.5, and November, 1376.5, up 3.75. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana.